World leaders arrive to meet Thailand's king at the APEC summit in Bangkok. The government has been keen to benefit from the prestige of hosting a global event on this scale after the isolation of the COVID-19 pandemic. As he handed over the chair of the bloc, the Prime Minister said unity was vital in tackling the challenges ahead.
The APEC region is in the midst of an important transitional period. We all need to maintain a sense of unity and must be able to manage the ever-changing climate conditions. Thailand is ready to seamlessly cooperate with the US in driving the work with APEC going forward.
The closing statement recognizes the need to intensify efforts to address rising inflation, food security, and climate change. It says most nations condemned the war in Ukraine, but also concedes that APEC is not the forum to resolve security issues. Although mostly behind closed doors, the meetings on the sidelines of the summit seem to be productive in addressing rising regional tensions. But have the hosts benefited? The last time Thailand chaired APEC in 2003, the meeting was seen as the starting point in a dramatic economic and diplomatic revival.
This time, Thailand is off the map. It's really below the radar. It's being disregarded. You know, it's not really a player in the region. So the strategy should have been to regain a regional role for Thailand, using APEC as a means, as a channel, occasion. But that's not happening.
And that's been reflected by the tight security in Bangkok to ensure no dissent was aired publicly.
The APEC summit has concluded without major incident will be a relief for the Thai government, who are expecting protesters to try and interrupt proceedings, but a particular relief for the residents of the Thai capital, who've had to live with their city locked down the past 4 days. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.